This is Dr. Olivero dictating for today is August the 1st, 2024, and I'll be dictating for today. The first patient is George Cruz. The last name is C-R-U-Z, like in Zulu. First name is George, G-E-R-O-R-G-E. This is the clinical case of a 66-year-old Hispanic male that had a history of membranous nephropathy that was diagnosed by kidney biopsy and that was treated with the administration of Cytoxan in combination with steroids. The patient responded very well, and he has been followed in the practice and monitor this proteinuria, so the patient is watched for relapse. He has another comorbidities that include diabetes, arterial hypertension, hyperlipidemia, that play a role in the kidney function. The laboratory workup that was done in July the 22nd of 2024, this patient had a creatinine of 0.97. The BUN is 8. The estimated GFR is 86. The patient has an albumin creatinine ratio of 28. In other words, this patient is a CKD2 that has remained in very stable condition. Number two, diabetes mellitus that is well controlled. The patient has lost another 30 pounds, which is important, and the hemoglobin A1C is 6.6. Following number, the patient has a history of a seizure disorder that is treated with Keppra, 1,000 milligrams POBID. Refill was sent to the pharmacy today. The patient hasn't had any activity. Following number, he has a case of peripheral vascular disease with surgeries in the left lower extremity. The patient has been asymptomatic. At the present time, he continues to be evaluated for intermittent back pain, and this evaluation is done by the orthopedic doctor. Following number, arterial hypertension that is under control. In the office, we get 160 over 70. However, he states that at home, the blood pressure systolic is between 120 and 130, and the diastolic between 60 and 70. Following number, hyperlipidemia or the cholesterol of 170, HDL of 47, LDL of 95, and the triglycerides are slightly elevated at 178. Following number, the patient has hyperuricemia, and he has had attacks of gout. When I interviewed the patient regarding the way he takes the allopurinol, he hesitated and admitted that he doesn't take it all the time. Knowing that the side effects and the impact that in the peripheral vascular disease as well as in the kidney of the sustained uric acid of 9 milligrams per cent is not in his best interest. And for that reason, I counsel the patient to take it as prescribed. We also send to the pharmacy the hydrochlorothiazide. I am going to reevaluate this case in December, and I am going to ask the laboratory workup in order to give the appropriate follow-up. Paragraph. In reviewing the lab, I spent 12 minutes in the face-to-face 10, 20 minutes, and the documentation 8 minutes.